Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930 WRVC present HD Radio, live from Christopher's Eats, powered by the Herald Dispatch, Huntington's hometown newspaper. This is your chance to talk to Chuck Landon, columnist for the Herald Dispatch, and Mike Hamrick, director of athletics at Marshall University. To join the program, call 304-399-8255 or 877-420-8255. Now, here's your host, Mike Kirtner.
We are live with the athletic director of Marshall, Mike Hamrick, and also with Chuck Landon and our engineer, Woody, so we can get everybody at least the right volume so we don't blast. It is Halloween night, Mike, a scary night for everybody. So, but it's and Chuck, you're not in an outfit tonight, but you were last Saturday night. You definitely had a, if you've been on, anybody's been on your Facebook page and seen you in the Emmett Kelly routine, you look great, Mike. You would have loved it.
Some people say he's always in a costume. Have you seen the way he dresses?
Oh, we're not going. Now, this is Be Kind to Chuck.
What? What do you want?
Minute.
You don't like the shark? Is that what you don't like?
Guys, listen, this is Trick or Treat night. We know a lot of you guys are out driving around tonight and on the way to doing Trick or Treat. We hope you join us at our safe Trick or Treat. Tonight we did move it into the Big Sandy Superstore Arena to avoid any weather issues. We understand some neighborhoods have called off their Halloween, so if you want to go downtown and do that, you certainly can. And it is sponsored by the Cabell County Commission, the City of Huntington, and, of course, your friends here at Kinder Communications. But we are at Christopher Eats right across from the Pink Elephant, always in costume. And tonight, you're certainly welcome to give us a call at 399-8255. Mike, first of all, let's get back to football. Halloween is past. Thundering Herd last week had its destiny in its hand. Middle Tennessee put a little hiccup in it. The fans have all been talking about it, but we're ready to suit it back up. But all the team goals are still very much in front of them. And, you know, and you guys, Mike, you and Chuck were talking about this earlier. How important is it for this program to play for a CUSA championship this year?
Well, it's always important, whether it's this year, last year, or next year. That's your goal, to play for that championship and win that championship. And we've got five games to go. And
everything's in front of you.
It's in front of you. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. It's a linchpin game coming up. Every game's a linchpin game. And that's what I've said from the start of the season. But Chuck will say no. Saturday's
not a linchpin
game. You know
what? You teach him one new word for his vocabulary, and he uses it every chance.
Now, this all started. You're just joining us for your very first broadcast. Back, I think, what was it, second or third game of the season? Third game of the season.
I don't know. Whenever we play Ohio University,
it's always been linchpin.
According to our columnist, it's a linchpin.
Linchpin game.
Well, you know, you lost that game on the road, and then, let's see, you lost another game to Virginia Tech on the road, and you lost another game to Middle Tennessee on the road. Sounds like a trend to me.
Well, we're going to talk about all that stuff as we get into it. But, Chuck, I do want to ask you something, too. Everybody's talked about playing for championships and all that sort of thing, but the other part of this issue, too, is the home field advantage for the championship game.
Sure.
And right now, Tulane is in the driver's seat in that. I mean, they are definitely in control.
So is Rice. They're the same as Rice.
Well, we'll see about Rice after tonight. If Rice wins tonight, they're in the driver's seat. If they lose tonight, they're not.
They're not. But it's the same thing. If Tulane loses Saturday, they're not either.
Right. Rice plays at North Texas tonight, and I said on this show to the illustrious Chuck Landon that I thought North Texas was the cream of the crop in the West Division, and we'll see tonight whether I'm right or wrong.
And interesting, the Mean Green are favored by, last I looked, was 4.5 points. They're favored by 4.5 tonight over Rice.
And I made that statement before they started winning. Is that correct, Mr. Landon?
Mr. Kirtner? I will back you up 100%.
So I think that'll be a great game. Fox Sports 1, 7:30 tonight. That'll have a lot to do with what happens in the West. And then Tulane still has to play
At Rice.
At the final game of the season. And I really want to get into that with you guys, too. But Chuck, both of you guys, we were talking about the home field advantage. With right now, the West has control of that. How important is that going to be when we get to the end of the season?
Well, I mean, if you look at our record, Marshall's record over the years, home field advantage is very important. I think we've won our last five home games. I think we have, back to last season. Our kids play well at home. You're in your own your comfort zone per se. So I think home field advantage is very, very important. But in a championship game, to go on the road, I mean, who knows what can happen? Who knows what can happen?
You get juiced up for that.
Well, sure you do. I mean, But the key is you still control your own destiny, whether you get a chance to play in that conference game or not.
You know, you got to like
conference championship game.
You got to like a team's chances a lot more when they are at home, though.
No question.
I mean, you got to.
I would agree with that.
I mean, that's why Mike's friends in Las Vegas give you like 3 points just for being at home.
They're my neighbors. They're not my friends.
Is that my neighbors. is that basically the home field? What is a home field worth?
3 points.
Okay. Oh, I believe in some cases it's more than that.
I mean, from a betting line, that's what they always allow is 3 points. But I agree with Mike. Yeah,
I've always said a home game is a touchdown.
I agree. I totally agree with that. In reality, yes.
Mike, Chuck pointed out the travel record this year for the Herd. By the way, speaking of the game with Rice, it is on Fox. It's interesting tonight. The Bengals are also playing. The ideal scenario for everybody is to play listen to the Bengals on the radio, which will be right here at 94.1, 9:30 a.m. and watch the Conference USA game. And I love watching these conference games on TV. You're right.
Who do the Bengals play tonight?
The Bengals are playing the Dolphins.
They're at Miami.
The Bengals are on a four-game winning streak, and the Dolphins are on a four-game losing streak.
For some reason, all the analysts and everything are really pro Miami in this game, and I can't figure out why.
They both are playing short weeks.
You never know.
In the NFL, boy, is that the truth. You never know in the NFL. It's kind of bizarre. But Chuck, Mike, both of you guys. We've seen the movie Hoosiers and Measuring the Goal and trying to get this thing down to what it's like playing on the road. But Mike, what is it about playing on the road that makes it so tough?
You know, I don't know. If I had the answer to that, I wouldn't be sitting here with you two Nick Noggs talking about what is the answer. But I don't know. I mean, at Middle Tennessee State, there was nobody there. It was cold.
How many people do you think was actually there?
Chuck, I bet you there wasn't 7,000 people.
Six thousand.
I cut the attendance figure that they put out in half.
Well, they put 19.
They put 19 out, and I said there was like maybe 98.
And the wind was blowing, but again, you've got to learn to win on the road if you're going to be a great team.
For sure.
We all know that, and you just can't make any excuses. You got to win on the road. I mean, you know, I was listening to the coach at Southern Miss and his press conference, and the conference USA office always sends us those media clips, video clips. Chuck, you get this. And he was talking about Marshall, and he said Marshall's three plays away from being talked about as a BCS buster. But those are three losses. And whether it's one play or 20 plays or 40 plays, we've lost three games, and he's talking about, hey, Marshall's number one in the conference in total offense. Marshall's number one in the conference in total defense. They're three plays away from us. You asking me about them making the BCS, and so it's, you know, there's a very fine point between being great.
But see, and
winning and not winning. There's a fine line.
But see, that's what opposing coach is going to say. Now, by the same token, what he left out was, oh, well, you were one play away from being.
Well, yeah, that's coach.
You're one play away from being 3-4 right now, too, with the FAU game.
That's coach speak.
But that's coach speak.
But the bottom line is, we're 4-3. We will be favored probably, I would think, in four of our last five games. Would you agree with that?
Possibly five out of five. Possibly.
I'm not sure about maybe it.
Which one are you saying not favored?
I think you'll be favored in all of them.
All five of them?
I would think, but Tulsa would be the only one I would question.
Yeah, and
that's a winnable game.
Tulsa still, you know, they still have to play. The week before they play us, they play at East Carolina. And I think, I don't have the schedule in front of me. I looked at it today. They've got to play some. They play San Antonio, I think.
Tulane still has to play at UTSA.
At UTSA. Too. So, you know, we can't worry about the West. All we got to worry about is who we play and winning those games, and we can still host the Conference USA Championship.
Mike, a few years ago, we were looking back, and for those of us that are old enough to remember this, Chuck, you and I fit the category, the 1AA days, and I know it's been a trend in college sports, in football, to spend the night before in a hotel, both home and away, keep the routine the same. But, you know, as far as home field advantage, who started this, to put these teams in hotels?
Well, I can tell you who started it at Marshall was Sonny Randall.
Right.
My senior year. We stayed in a hotel.
But you did, even that long ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
But 3 years prior to that, we stayed in Hodges Hall, but we called that a hotel, too. So it was just like a hotel. But, you know,
it was a no-tell hotel.
I mean, Marshall didn't. This was now people, this listeners, this was 76, 7, and 7, 76, 77, 78. You know, the night before a game, all the football players lived in Hodges Hall, which is no longer, it was torn down.
You had a tear in your eye when that last brick was thrown away.
Well, Woody jumped off the Fifth Street Bridge, and we had to rescue him when they tore down Hodges Hall. But, you know, we had coaches come up and would check you at 11 o'clock, and then they left. And down on the first and second floor, the basketball team and the track guys and the swimmers were having a party, and we're trying to get sleep, you know, to try to play a game. So then Sonny Randall came, and you know, you can say what you want about Sonny Randall, but Sonny Randall confronted the university at Marshall University, not the athletic administration, but the university administration, said, hey, if you want to be a football program, everybody else, their kids sleep in a hotel the night before the game. So we actually went to the Holiday Inn on Route 60.
The old McKeeky.
And there were only four.
The uptown.
The Tiki room or whatever it was.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. McKeeky.
And there were only 44 of us that got to go there. They got 22 rooms. The starting 11 on offense, or the top two on offense and the top two team on. Yeah. And we went out there, Sonny Randall's first year, 1979, and I'm sure since then a Marshall team has went on the road or went out away from wherever the night. And you want to get your kids together because you want to meet and you want to make sure they get a good night's rest. And in our days, want to make sure some of them didn't sneak out
sure.
the night before the game. And we had a little bit of that going on. But
but you know what's funny? It's how quickly things will change. You know, back in Mike and I's day, you know, I lived in Southall with all the football players. And now that I was thinking about that when you were talking about it, I cannot remember ever seeing one of the football coaches in the dorm even doing a bed check. I don't remember a single time that ever happened.
We had the graduate assistant coaches. Some of them lived in the dorm with us, mm-hmm. and they were some of them were poor examples for how you conducted yourself. So could you imagine them? That's like the inmates guarding the prison.
Exactly.
One of my favorite stories, Chuck, along that line, Akron was in here with their basketball team. At the time, we were involved with the Wild Dog Saloon. So, and I had met Bobby Knight's son, who ended up coaching at Texas Tech. Pat Knight. So anyway, I had met him, got to know him. So I said, well, you guys come down. Well, Pat comes, the head coach comes, I've forgotten who it was, the whole coaching staff's down there. And I said, well, who's with the team? They go, the managers are watching. I thought, that's going to work. The funny part was they were overserved that evening. I have never seen a more hungover group of people in my life the next night. We're beyond the statute of limitations, so I don't mind telling you that story.
You know, I've heard a lot of stories about coaches in Huntington bars the night before their games that get overserved.
Well, let's just go there. Florida Atlantic. That is bizarre. Yeah.
Florida Atlantic, yeah.
It's not bizarre.
Wow.
That is incredible.
What happened? I know what happened. I read it, but what's the real story to
Pelini
that?
Pelini and the defensive coordinator went to a party. It was, you know, they played Auburn Saturday. They went to a party apparently on Monday, a social gathering.
Of who?
I'm sure a booster or somebody.
At a fraternity house, a sorority house?
It wasn't on campus or anything like that. It was a social. It was referred to as a social gathering, and there they decided to partake of illegal drugs.
Allegedly.
Apparently not allegedly because they admitted it.
They
admitted it.
Now, was this in Boca Raton or was this in Colorado?
No, this is
in Boca.
Because Colorado, it's legal.
This was Washington.
You're right.
This was in Boca Raton.
Oh, okay.
And so So they partook, and then they had a practice. This was strange to me, but for whatever reason, they had a practice Wednesday morning. I don't know how that works out, how the players don't have to go to class, but they had a practice Wednesday morning, and after the practice, the athletic director, Patrick Chun, I think
Pat,
his name.
Pat Chun, yeah. Who's a long-time Ohio Stater.
He
He's
called,
like in his first year and a half he's been there.
Well, he calls Pelini and the defense coordinator in and said the two people had notified him of this, and he you know, threw it out there to him. He asked him, did this happen? And they both admitted that it did.
Wow.
They both admitted that it did, and so, you know, they had a press conference, and they had police come and escort them off.
They'd had practice that morning.
And this all came down after the practice. And then they had police officers coming and escort them off
and
campus.
You know what's really...
They weren't allowed to meet with the team, anything.
But here's what bothers me about that from a selfish standpoint. Don't they play Tulane Saturday?
Yes, they do. They were a 3.5-point favorite.
You think that'll change? Has that changed?
I think that'll definitely change.
Have my neighbors in Las Vegas taken that off the board?
Yeah, I think that'll definitely change.
You know, that game's going to go one way. They're going to react one way or the other.
They are.
It won't be.
They're in shock. The whole, you know, that thread some stuff. The players, everything.
Obviously, the people in Vegas think that FAU was a pretty good football team.
Right.
To have them as, would you say, Chuck, a three and a half point favorite over Tulane?
I don't think anybody's sold on Tulane.
Well, they beat East Carolina. They just keep winning.
But I don't think anyone's really sold on them. I think that's part of it.
Well, that's unfortunate because I thought they were doing a pretty good job. I thought that program was getting better,
Still favored. Now it's dropped to 2 points. It's dropped to 2 points, and you get 3 for just being at home.
Is that the money you and Kirtner put on?
It's dropped now to a 2-point favorite, and you get 3 for being at home. So there you go.
So the gamblers are now.
They're not sure.
They're not sure. They don't know.
Well, yeah.
That's a push.
But, I mean, there's no excuse for it. I mean, the coaches are supposed to be role models for their players, for their athletes. You know, they're not supposed to use their athletes as role models for them, for goodness sakes. I mean, there's no excuse for it.
No, that's – you know what, Chuck? That's probably the smartest thing I've ever heard you
say. Mike, these guys ever get back in the game after all this?
That's tough. What do you think? I don't know. Well,
I don't see how.
Wait a minute. Time out.
Well.
All right.
Time out.
This isn't the first transgression for Pelini.
But
okay?
Is that public record without getting us sued for slander?
Larry Eustacey.
Right.
Pictures – in a sorority house or fraternity house after an Iowa State game with alcoholic beverage with college kids when his team had already left to go home.
But it was
beat that one, my friend.
It was alcoholic beverage. It wasn't something that would get you arrested. It wasn't illegal drugs.
Well, they didn't arrest him though, did they?
No, because they didn't have proof. But it wasn't illegal. It wasn't drug use, illegal drugs. It was a beverage. Plus, Eustacey had to serve his penance. He had to live in Hattiesburg, for God's sakes. In Pelini's case, I mean, he was asked to leave in Nebraska. He was asked to leave in Nebraska as defensive coordinator under his own brother.
Wow.
Because of transgressions of another sort.
That's unfortunate. That's sad. You know who I feel? I feel for the FAU program. I feel for the players. I feel for their fans that, you know, they have to go through this transition. But, you know, you make your bed. You got to sleep in it.
Well, there's no excuse for it.
Guys, before we go on, we've got a special caller here. And let's go ahead and, Paul, let's put him on the air. Randy, you're on the air. We got you?
Hey, Mike, how y'all doing, boys?
That's Randy Dovey, Mike, the one to chat with you. Randy has been a little bit under the weather, and Randy, it is great to hear your voice. Normally you would be here.
Randall L., how you doing?
Hey, Coach Hamrick, I just wanted to call in, and I was listening to Chuck trying to explain something to you, and it sounded like always he knew pretty well what he was talking about.
Thank you, Randy.
Hey, Randy, whether he's wrong or right, he's never in doubt. And in most cases, he's wrong.
No doubt about it. Now, to tell you what, I just want everybody to know I appreciate all your all's concerns about me and my family and friends. And I'm going to be fine. Just got a little bump in the road next 6 weeks. But you know what? With all you great people out there in the world, it makes it all possible. And just wanted to call Mike. Kirtner stopped by and see me today. That Coach Pruitt stopped by. And that's the good news. The bad news, he picked two for me, Mike.
Well, God bless you, Randall. I call him Randall Dumphy. I had to call him out a couple times early on in our relationship, didn't I, Randall?
Yes, sir. No doubt about it. By the way, I haven't been down Third Avenue. I can't get out of the house for another 4 or 5 weeks. So if you can get settled, one of those guys take a picture of the big new training complex and text it to me. I'd like to see that vision campaign to keep that baby cranked up. I know you are, Mr. Hamrick, so keep them rolling down there.
Well, we are, Randall, and I'll send you a picture of that, and so you can look at it. And as soon as you get well, I'm going to sick you on Mike Kirtner and Chuck Landon to make sure we get them to make a little gift to that vision campaign, because you know what? They both have a great vision. If you don't believe me, just listen to them.
Oh, I have, buddy. Well, listen, I know you guys are busy, and I just want you to know I was thinking about everybody, and I know that we're going to get us a big W the next couple, 2 or 3 weeks in a row, and get us in a bowl eligible and have a little fun here in December.
Well, we'll get you well by December where we can go to that bowl game.
Exactly.
No doubt, Coach Hamrick. Well, listen, you guys have a good day. Mike, thank you all.
All right, get well.
Randy, it's great to hear from you, buddy. Thanks.
For those of you who don't know, Randy had a little accident, and he's doing better. We think he'll be back ready to go here full speed. What did he say, 4 or 5 weeks?
Yeah, I stopped by to see him today, Mike, and Randy, and it's okay. I mean, Randy has broke his neck. It was a very freak accident. He was working on his boat, storing it up, and he made a joke out of the day. He said, you know what, when you fall, he literally went head first into concrete, and he said, concrete doesn't give a whole lot. So when I'm visiting with him today, everybody says, well, how is he doing? I said, well, as best as you can be to be in a brace from the waist up. But Randy's a fighter, and he's a trooper, and he's been through a lot of adversity in his life, and Randy will overcome this. In fact, it was in chatting with him, he was very philosophical about this, but go in, he's got his Marshall gear on, and I think the hardest part for him is to be away. And I said, well, why don't you call tonight? I said, Mike Hamrick would love to hear from you. Randy, even talking with Coach Pruitt earlier today, Randy used to set up the heaters on the side of the field.
Still does.
Does he still do that?
Randy brings out for Coach Holliday watermelons in the summer for the kids to eat after practice, and he cooks for them. Not many people know what Randy does. He they'll have cookouts in the 2-a-days after practice or in spring, and old Randall will get some volunteers, and they'll get over there, and they'll cook those burgers. And, the kids love Randy.
Sure.
Everybody knows who he is. I feel kind of bad. You know, when I heard he had an accident, I didn't know the seriousness of it. And we always kid and joke around, but I'm telling you what, when it's time to roll your sleeves up and go to the work for the herd, Randy does it. But I said, Randy, you know what? You need to get in your boat when it's in the water, you know, not when it's on the concrete. And he kind of.
Well, his big fishing buddy is Doc Holliday.
Oh, yeah.
They fish together a lot.
They trout fish up in the mountains.
They trout fish and have a great relationship together. But, yeah, Randy is, he's been a supporter of that school for a long, long, long time.
He has been for years. And he will, whether you win or lose,
he's there.
He's there.
Yep.
Now
he
you
is
want
there.
To talk, and he puts his time and his effort, and he puts his resources, his financial resources, whatever he can into that program.
Heart, soul, and wallet.
Yep. He's a good one. He's a good one.
Mike and Randy, we're certainly wishing you a speedy recovery. It's great seeing your day, and I enjoyed spending some time with you. Randy was the first guy when I moved back here 20 years ago. It was nice to me. In fact, my wife said, no, Randy, when you're around Mike, radio people are a little bit weird. And he said today, Mike, he said, I want to tell you something. You couldn't wear this cast because you couldn't move your mouth.
If you couldn't move your mouth.
We'd all be in trouble. His words were, I would explode. And I would have to say that's probably true. Guys, just looking ahead, and we'll take a break here in a minute. But looking ahead The schedule is amazing to me. The way it sits right now, it looks like the CUSA folks are geniuses with Marshall playing East Carolina the last game, which has been pretty well traditional. But also looking at the other side is looking at Tulane potentially playing Rice. I mean, this could very easily be the championship. I mean, right now Marshall's in a playoff situation all the way through the rest of the season.
It could be the Final Four.
It could be. For both sides,
Tulane,
for both divisions, it could go to the last weekend.
It could be the Final Four, and then you play the championship game. So the reason why we're playing East Carolina the last game is because that's television driven. You know,
right.
It's been the last 2 years when we beat them here in overtime, when Dobson made the great catch, and then when they beat us there last
great
year in
series.
Overtime, it's a Friday after Thanksgiving, which is an excellent TV time slot, and TV indicated to the conference early on that, hey, Marshall and East Carolina are going to play the day after Thanksgiving. Now work your schedule for the rest of your teams around that. And for some reason, they must have thought Rice and Tulane were the two teams in the West, Chuck.
Somebody,
everybody thought it was going to be Tulsa. But
really?
Well, I never did.
You really did.
I told you that from day one, Chuck.
You did. You always liked North Texas.
You didn't think it was going to be Tulane either.
I still think it's North Texas. But you look at Tulsa, and they had a great football team last year. But when you lose three all-conference offensive linemen and you lose three all-conference defensive linemen or linebackers, that's just hard to replace.
Did you ever think about coaching?
I coached for a year.
Where?
I coached 1 year at Ohio University, and I coached
position?
I coached the linebackers 1 year, and I coached a half a year for Sonny Randall, and Sonny almost drove me out of it, and then I went to Athens, and it drove me out of it.
You still got that heart.
Well, I mean.
But you know where the boundaries are. Some guys don't.
Well, no, I just when you lose as many good players as Tulsa lost, it's not Alabama.
Right.
I mean, Alabama lost nine guys in the first or second round last year. Well, they got guys that just are better and replace. It's hard to do at a Tulsa.
Now, I did think Rice
East
would.
Carolina.
I did think Rice would be the second best team.
Yeah, and you know what, Chuck? Rice had 18 starters back from last year, and if you look at their roster, probably they got 16, 17 seniors.
Oh yeah,
18
they do.
Seniors,
they're a senior
starts,
team,
and they
yeah.
got a 3-year starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And Rice has got a good football team, and David Bailiff, who's a very good friend, is an excellent coach. And you know what? I can remember when we beat him down there in 2 years ago. Remember how hot it was?
Oh, yeah.
Was it double, triple overtime?
Yeah,
that's
overtime.
When he came,
you know,
came to life. Overtime.
And that was a devastating loss for them because
two years ago,
he was right there. And I remember talking to their athletic director, Rick Greenspan, and after the game, and I've known Rick a long time, he goes, yeah, Mike, this one was tough. He says the fans are going to start putting pressure on me to make a coaching change. And he said, I'm not. David's building this program. We got good players. You know, he inherited a bad program. Well, if I remember correctly, last year, Chuck, Rice won their last six games in a row and beat Air Force to death in a bowl game, and now they're what, 6-2, 5-2, 4-0
in the league.
So here's an AD who hung with that coach because he knew what
they had. We're seeing it at Middle Tennessee. He was 1-0 at the beginning of the year, too.
Yeah.
If I was going to pick someone, that's who I'd like to see win the West, actually.
Who's that, Rice?
Rice, I'd like to see
Well, you'd
him.
Like to go to Houston.
No, it's not that. I mean, I just like it because Rice has got challenges, and Bailiff's a good guy, and I think he deserves it.
They've been in the league.
I like their program.
You don't want to go back to Tulsa again?
Oh God, I've already got to go back there one more time, and I'd
like. He's leaving tomorrow for that game, by the way.
Yeah,
just to try to get there by kickoff.
Guys, we'll need to take a break. Is it next? You know, coming up this week is the Herd is taking on a team formerly known as Southern Miss. Coach Holliday says that they're scary, even with the losing streak. Let's come back and talk about why it might be scary. We'll be back in just a minute.
When you meet someone special on Cupid.com, you might start hearing some things you're not used to hearing.
Snuggle Bunny and Teddy Bear, your table is ready.
Miss, I can give you a manicure. You'll just have to let go of your boyfriend's hand.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Plains Lavatory is meant for one.
Ooh, guys, thanks so much for signing my petition, but can you sign it again? You wrote Mike and Amy Forever, and I kind of need your real name.
Cupid.com is a great way to meet someone special. It's free and easy to join, and hundreds of single people in your area seeking love and friendship are already Cupid.com members, and more are joining every day. Just sign up at Cupid.com and start having fun and meeting people.
Look, this is a train. We have a quiet car, we have coach, but we don't have a canoodle section.
Cupid.com, voted the best dating site of 2013 at the iDate conference.
Cupid.com.
Here's another Kindred Community Chatter, brought to you in part by
King's Daughters Medical Center, taking medicine further. Call 888-377-KDMC. Stoltz Sleep and Behavioral Health, 702 Central Avenue, Barbersville. Solving your sleep and fatigue problems, 304-733-5380.
Enjoy Breakfast with Santa, Saturday, December 7th, from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Ashland Transportation Center, 99 15th Street. Bring your camera. Go to winterwonderlandoflights.com for more.
Roger Howard searched the world to find his true path. He climbed Mount Everest.
I think I have snow in my pants.
He ran with the bulls in Babylonia.
Ow, ow, ow!
He even sat at home in his boxer shorts with a nice cold root beer. And posted his resume at HuntingtonAshlandHelpWanted.com and found hundreds of jobs, everything from accounting to retail to IT. Change your path. Find the perfect job. And you don't have to get goosed by a bull to do it.
Ow!
HuntingtonAshlandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
My dad came to live with us last month, and, you know, it's going pretty well.
I feel like I never have time for myself.
With him being around more, it really lets us catch up on things.
His memory isn't what it used to be.
We get up and we have coffee.
He usually wakes up at 4:30.
Then we go for a walk.
He needs lots of my attention.
I do need to keep an eye on his medications, though. That's important.
Sometimes I feel like a pharmacist.
I'd say John and the kids are adjusting pretty well.
They honestly have no idea what I'm going through.
It can be a little challenging.
Help.
But so far, so good.
I could really use just a little help.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
There are lots of ways you and your family can avoid the flu.
You can all fly to a distant island and stay the entire flu season.
You can barricade everyone inside the house until late spring.
Or you and your family can simply get vaccinated against flu.
The flu can be serious for everyone, even really healthy people.
It can lead to pneumonia,
ear and sinus infections,
bronchitis.
At times, it can even lead to death.
Young kids are especially at risk.
In the U.S., about 20,000 kids younger than 5 are hospitalized each year from flu complications like pneumonia.
Sadly, each year, some children will die from flu.
Older people are at high risk, too.
So is anyone with a health condition like asthma, diabetes, or heart disease.
That's why everyone 6 months and older should get a flu vaccine each year.
And the best way to protect kids younger than 6 months who are too young for the flu vaccine is for everyone else in the family to get vaccinated.
It's easy.
A lot easier than moving your family to a distant island.
Find a nearby place to get vaccinated at flu.gov.
Brought to you by HHS.
Live from Christopher's Eats, this is HD Radio on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930 WRVC.
We are back at Christopher's Eats, and if you're out and about and getting ready to wrap up the trick-or-treat evening, stop by and see the folks up here. It's a fun little restaurant, and it's got coal-fired pizzas, and I said a lot of people tonight preoccupied with trick-or-treat night, and I just checked in with our friends down at the Huntington Civic Arena and found
Big
out
Sandy.
Big Sandy Superstore Arena, and the reality of it is huge crowd down there, but there's still room for you if you want to go that way, or certainly stop by and see us. And feel free to give us a call. Mike Hamrick, Chuck Lynn will both answer your questions, 399-8255. Guys, this week the Herd taking on Southern Miss, that's a team that has absolutely fallen from grace. I can't remember a team ever doing this before. We were talking about it a little bit before we went back, but 19 losses and counting. The Herd has stopped the streak of some teams in the past, and Coach Holliday is calling this game a little bit scary. Chuck, I'll go with you first. Is that just coach speak, or
yes.
What's going on?
Yes, it's coach speak times 7 for the number.
I wanted to set you up with
that. Or maybe coach speak times 19 for the number of games they've lost in a row.
Okay. So there's nothing about this team that scares you
nothing,
at all.
Nothing.
Their name.
the name.
Southern Miss.
Southern, that's what's amazing to me. They went from winning, and we can kind of get into this a little bit, but Mike, I mean, looking at that team, it's extremely young. Out of 78 players, they got 38 of them are either freshmen or redshirt freshmen. You've been through this stuff before. How long is it going to take them to get this thing back squared around?
Well,
that's a lot of youth.
That is a lot of youth. I mean, I just can't, for the life of me, figure out how that program
It's amazing.
Well, I've already explained this before.
I know you've explained it, but I want
it's
somebody.
It's two words, Jeff Bauer. What more do you need to know than that, Jeff Bauer?
Jeff Bauer, he didn't win enough games for their fans, Chuck.
Yeah, he did. He was the winningest coach in their history.
And they wanted to get rid of him.
No, it wasn't winning games. It was how he won them. He didn't win them sexy enough. He didn't score 50 points a game. He won by defense and running the ball, and they got tired of it.
You're telling me Southern Miss people got tired of winning.
They got tired of winning. Hey, just like W got tired of winning 9 games a year with Bill Stewart. Now, how would they like to win 9 games now?
Did I not set
editorial comment for Chuck Landon? Yeah.
Did I not set him up for that?
You did.
He got on his high horse right there, and well, Jeff Bowers was an excellent coach.
He's a tremendous coach.
They're
getting what they deserve.
The years that I worked at East Carolina, we played Southern Miss every year, and we had very good teams, excellent teams. Beat Miami, beat NC State. Beat West Virginia, beat South Carolina, and I'll be darned if I can't remember more than a couple times we beat Southern Miss.
You're talking about a team that never, ever beat themselves. Did they beat themselves.
And they would hit you
and
tackle you and block you.
My relationship with Coach Snellenberg, he never beat them. In his career at Louisville,
they were tremendously well-coached.
Well, Red Barb didn't hurt.
And in Louisville, we were in the Conference USA together when East Carolina, Louisville, Southern Miss, Cincinnati,
exactly.
South Florida, back when UAB was very good, had really good teams under Coach Brown, Watson Brown. And I just, for the life of me, you're right there in Mississippi where they've got hundreds
few players there.
Of good players in Mississippi, Louisiana. You're not that far from Texas. Alabama and Auburn, let them take their good players out of Alabama.
Good point.
And then you go get what's left over. I mean, they're in a great recruiting area. And look at the great players they've had over the years. And it's just, I'm not going to buy that they can't have a good program again quick. I'm just not going to buy that. Where's the best junior college football.
Well, they're in Mississippi.
In Mississippi.
In Texas.
Texas and Mississippi.
But I don't know how quick it's going to be. I mean, when you hit rock bottom, you just don't go from rock bottom back to you don't go from the outhouse to the penthouse immediately.
Chuck, this team, the Southern Miss, has had a turnover in 35 consecutive games. This goes back to 2010. That doesn't exactly help solve
the only place
the
they've had more turnovers is in their facilities building.
You said the AD's right
office and the head coach's office.
There you go. Well, that will help with that too. Mike, last year the Eagles were Marshall's homecoming game. The Herd won that one 59-24. The average combined scoring of these two teams is 56.4 points per game. That's a lot of scoring in a football game.
It is. It is. And what did we score last year? 58, maybe?
It was 59-24.
59, and then we have 600 and some total yards.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
the one thing I remember about the game last year is the run that Kevin Grooms had of what, Chuck? About 60 yards?
It was like 67
where
yards.
It was like a jet engine being turned on. He took off down that sideline, and I mean, they didn't even touch him. So,
but the other, looking at this, also Chuck, with their head coach, with Todd, I think it's Monken.
Yeah.
Monken, he hasn't won a game as a head coach yet. How scary has this got to be for him? This has got to be a nightmare.
Well, it's got to be scary. I mean, especially when you look and whose footsteps he's following.
Well,
he was Oklahoma State's offense coordinator.
That's correct.
Who else do we know as a head coach who's struggling? Who was Oklahoma State's offensive coordinator?
Now, who would that be, Chuck?
I think his name's Holgorsen.
Well,
being Oklahoma State's offensive
Chuck,
coordinator must not really be a great path to being a head coach.
You know what? I think they're going to get. They have to give the guy time to win. I mean, they can't go in there in two years and make a change.
No.
They've pretty much bet the farm on this coach because I've been at Marshall now 4 years. They've had three athletic directors. This is their third head football coach since I've been here. In 4 years, Chuck?
And in the meantime, they're wondering why they're not in a better conference than Conference USA.
And I'm like, so they've got to put the resources in. They got to, you know, when you're down, that's when it's really hard and you really got to spend that extra. You got to put it in there and you got to get behind this guy and you got to support him. And you just got to hope and pray that you made the right decision.
Are they maintaining the support?
No.
So they fall.
No, and the reason why I say that, Mike, is at the quarterback club luncheon today, we saw some Coach Holliday always shows tape of the upcoming opponent and some of their highlights. And he showed tape of their North Texas game this past week, which was their homecoming. Last year, we were their homecoming, Chuck. And if you remember, they had a pretty good crowd. And they hadn't won a game, but they had a pretty good crowd.
Yeah, that was the game where their quarterback's mother got escorted out by the campus.
I think she got arrested. by reading the papers.
I was being nice.
But there was nobody there. And so here you are as an athletic director sitting there going, okay, people, you're bitching and moaning at us to try to put a good product on the field. How are we going to pay for it if you won't come to games?
Exactly right.
You know, when Nebraska loses or Minnesota loses or some of those schools, I watched Minnesota last week beat. Who'd they beat? Was it Northwestern they beat?
I think you're right.
Big win for them. And, you know, they've been up and down. There's not an empty seat in that stadium, Mike.
Right.
And when's the last time Minnesota's played for the national championship or been in
not
the top
five?
But you know what? Those people are there, so they have the resources to keep trying to get you out of the hole that you're buried in to try to get back on top.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to support a team when they're doing well. It's hard support a team.
You find out who your friends are.
Why, sure you do.
You really do. Let's come back. We got to take a quick break here. I want to come back and talk about this program because this has been a huge, very, very proud program. And we'll talk a little bit more about Southern Miss right after you hear this.
Our Kindred Communication family of stations reminds you of the need for blood donations to the Red Cross. Supplies are always low, and your blood may save your life or the life of a loved one. This reminder is brought to you in part by
Sod Law Office, Abraham J. Sod, attorney at law for criminal, employment, or personal injury claims. Central City Market. Connect online at centralcitymarket.com or stop by 555 14th Street West, Huntington. Huntington Federal Savings Bank, your local bank.
Here's another Kindred Community Chatter brought to you in part by
Huntington Health and Rehabilitation, 1720 17th Street behind Keppel Huntington Hospital. Need a job? They're looking for RNs and CNAs. Taylor Iron and Metal, First Street at the Floodwall, Huntington. For over 50 years, cash in your scrap for cash.
Express Employment Professionals will host the Express Your Kindness Holiday Food Drive from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 3677 U.S. Route 60 East, Suite 5, Mondays through Fridays. All proceeds go to the Huntington Area Food Bank.
Rain or shine, sleet or snow, you can always play under the bubble at Ritter Park Tennis Center. Bring the family, play a match, or work out at one of the 6-day-a-week cardio classes from beginner cardio tennis to advanced academy for juniors under the bubble. There's a full-service pro shop and a cafe for all your tennis needs. Join one of the men's and women's leagues under the bubble with the Greater Huntington Park and Recreation District. Call 304-696-5926 or connect online, ghprd.org.
It's the final days of the 30th anniversary sale at Mattress Warehouse, and we're celebrating with store-wide savings at every location. Like this limited-time 30th anniversary special purchase, a Sealy Plush Pillow Top Queen Set with gel and memory foam for just $5.97. Ask about limited-time special financing and free same-day delivery. Plus, it's your last chance to enter our 30th anniversary sweepstakes online to win a free mattress set at Mattress Warehouse.
Bringing you a better night's sleep for 30 years.
See store for details.
Banking is about relationships. At First Century Bank, we've built our business on it. Since we started, we have developed meaningful relationships with our customers and the communities we serve. As banks in our region change names and move in and out of our neighborhoods, we will continue to deliver the same trustworthy, comfortable style of hometown banking. Join the winning team at First Century Bank. We're not a new bank. We're your bank. First Century Bank. Your town. Your bank.
emergency room nurse Joe Stevens always went above and beyond. Like the time he gave the coat off his back to a patient who didn't have one. A short time later, Joe lost his own fight with cancer. Since then, Joe's co-workers at King's Daughters started an annual coat drive, handing out more than 2,000 coats and keeping Joe's spirit of caring alive. King's Daughters Medical Center, online at kdmc.com.
Negative equity may be applied to a new loan for well-qualified buyers. Rate, term, and down payment may vary. See dealer for details.
Stop! What if you could lower your monthly car payment and make no payments until November? You can, this week, at the Bill Cole Auto Mall. See the Bill Cole Auto Mall on Winchester Avenue in Ashland and find out how much lower your payment will be. The same payment or less, and no payments until November. Go to BillColeAutoMall.com or call 800-409-5555.
Rain or shine, sleet or snow, you can always play under the bubble at Ritter Park Tennis Center. Bring the family, play a match, or work out at one of the 6-day-a-week cardio classes from beginner cardio tennis to advanced academy for juniors under the bubble. There's a full-service pro shop and a cafe for all your tennis needs. Join one of the men's and women's leagues under the bubble with the Greater Huntington Park and Recreation District. Call 304-696-5926 or connect online, ghprd.org.
You're listening to HD Radio, live from Christopher's East on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930 WRVC.
We're back once again. If you want to give a call to Mike Hamrick, the athletic director at Marshall, or Chuck Landon, the columnist for the Herald Dispatch, it's 399-8255. We've been talking to her taking on Southern Miss this weekend. Obviously, tonight's trick-or-treat night, so if you're out and about, drive carefully. Be sure you watch for the youngsters on the street and all that sort of thing, too. Mike, we were talking about Southern Miss coming to town this weekend. It's been a proud program. Looking back on the history of the thing, of that program, they had their last winning season, 2011, and actually they won the league by beating Houston. That was an upset, too. We look back, and that quarterback from Houston now is playing for the Houston Texans.
The quarterback from Southern Miss that played in that year's probably going to start Sunday for the St. Louis Rams, Davis.
There you go. So.
And if you remember, we beat that team in Huntington.
Yeah.
And if you also remember that they knocked off Houston in the championship game, gave Houston their only loss
of the year,
yep. Which cost each of us about $500,000 because they had gotten into the BCS.
Because Houston was going to be a bracket buster.
Yes, yeah, they were. They sure were, Chuck. They were
BCS
gonna be,
buster.
They're going to end up 13-0. They were 12-0. Who was their quarterback?
Case Keenum.
Yep. And now he's in Houston, Texas.
Who was their great receiver that has a history at Marshall?
Adam Marshall.
Patrick Edwards.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Is he in the NFL?
I think he is.
That's a great question.
He actually got faster after his accident in Huntington. He turned out to have a great career.
And his settlement got smaller.
Yeah.
Mike, going back on this thing, though, here's the other thing that's interesting about it. They had a streak of 18 winning seasons from 94 through 2011, fourth longest at the time. They've never had an issue, with rules violations, at least ones that got them penalized. But after winning a championship, as we said, they go 0-12 in 2012. That's amazing.
How about 12-2 to 0-12?
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's what one bad hire can do for you.
Who are you referring to?
The guy they hired, Ellis Johnson.
Well, I thought you blamed it on the coach before him. Fedora.
No, well, Fedora did leave the cupboard bear. He did leave the cupboard bear, but then they hired Ellis Johnson, who went out and hired a high school head football coach to be his offensive coordinator because he brought his quarterback with him.
Chuck, I noticed one other thing in their packet. They're not promoting any marquee players. Is there anybody that fans should be looking for in that program?
Nope.
Wow.
Nope. See, obviously he hasn't done his homework.
Well, what about you,
Kendrick,
Mike? What do you
think? Kendrick Hardy, but he hasn't even played in the last two
obviously
games.
Obviously, he doesn't. He didn't do his job.
Okay. Kendrick Hardy was a running back in 2011 that played a significant role in their conference championship season, but he has been hurt and hasn't played in the last two games.
Can I say something?
Okay.
Now?
Well, you're saying I haven't done my homework. I'm just showing you I did.
Kyle Thornton, first-round draft pick, defensive lineman, 6'5", 308, probably the best defensive lineman in
again,
the conference
Thornton?
USA. Kyle Thornton, I think he's number 98,
okay.
And outstanding.
How many points has he scored for him?
Chuck, 11 guys play on the field.
They've given
one.
Up 55 points in the last two games in a row. How good is this defensive first-round lineman you're touting
He's
here?
He's pretty good, but you know what, Chuck? He can't make every tackle.
But you know what? Memphis had Don Terry Poe, who was first-round pick, and he's playing in the NFL now. It didn't make Memphis' football team any better, did it?
Guys, I hate
not
to,
what he asked.
I
he
hate to interrupt this spirited debate, but we do have to take – oh, go ahead.
Did you not hear what his question was? Do they have any
marquee players?
I simply said one. See, here's what he's doing. He's setting everything up, so if we don't beat him 55-14, because that's the score he picked and he's going to put in the newspaper.
That's right.
If we don't do it, then he's going to moan and groan and bitch in his column on Sunday,
okay.
Which I tell all listeners out there, don't read.
Okay.
Yeah, good luck with that.
We're going to take we're talking about Southern Miss going a little bit the wrong way, but a couple guys in the Conference USA are already bowl eligible. We'll talk about that when we get back.
Need something before or after the big game? Come to Giovanni's in Ashland, Flatwoods, and Russell for these super specials. The 18-inch party special two-topping pizza, large bag of chips, four medium Cokes, just $22.49. For an 18-inch two-topping, just $19.49. A 15-inch one-topping, only $14.99. For a large Chef Randy pasta salad, two for $14.99. Don't forget the super buffet. All you can eat for lunch is only $6.69. Supper, $7.69. Giovanni's 8th and Green of Ashland, 1703 Argolite Road, Flatwoods, and 1470 Deaver Boulevard, Russell. Giovanni's, the Italian place to be.
It's the final days of the 30th anniversary sale at Mattress Warehouse. And we're celebrating with store-wide savings at every location. Like this limited-time 30th anniversary special purchase. A Sealy Plush Pillow Top Queen Set with gel and memory foam for just $5.97. Ask about limited-time special financing and free same-day delivery. Plus, it's your last chance to enter our 30th anniversary sweepstakes online to win a free mattress set at Mattress Warehouse.
Bringing you a better night's sleep for 30 years.
See store for details.
Rain or shine, sleet or snow, you can always play under the bubble at Ritter Park Tennis Center. Bring the family, play a match, or work out at one of the 6-day-a-week cardio classes from beginner cardio tennis to advanced academy for juniors under the bubble. There's a full-service pro shop and a cafe for all your tennis needs. Join one of the men's and women's leagues under the bubble with the Greater Huntington Park and Recreation District. Call 304-696-5926 or connect online, ghprd.org.
Here's another Kindred Community Chatter brought to you in part by
Pollock's Jewelers, 913 Winchester Avenue, Ashland, near the Ashland Town Center Mall. Phone 606-324-3197. Southern Ohio Medical Center. Very good things are happening here.
November is National Novel Writing Month. Boyd County Public Library is hosting a series of workshops in November at the Cuyahoga Branch from 6 to 8 p.m. Go to thebookplace.org for details.
This is HD Radio, live from Christopher's Eats on Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930 WRVC.
We're back for the final segment of the HD Radio show with Chuck Lynn and Mike Hamrick. Mike, looking at this thing and going back to this thing, it's to Lane Greenway, but just tremendous turnaround. First time they've been bowl eligible since 2002. And looking at Rice, first time they're going to be playing in back-to-back bowls since 1960-61. Those are great stories on that side. I mean, these are the two surprise teams. You got it. They are surprising this year.
I think Tulane is a surprise.
Tulane is. Rice
I don't believe Rice is. Do you
no, Rice isn't a surprise.
No.
Look,
they were
this
loaded.
Is quickly bowl eligible.
Wait a minute. Rice won a bowl game last year,
right?
Mike,
yeah,
they got 18 starters back, yeah. And 17 of them are seniors.
Yeah.
And a three-year starting quarterback.
Yeah, Rice,
so,
Rice isn't surprising at all. But Tulane is stunning.
And Rice.
Tulane
Rice,
is stunning.
I agree with that. Rice is very well coached.
They are.
And they're smart kids.
Doesn't hurt.
No.
It doesn't hurt. Chuck, any other comments as far as teams going into the bowl? How many teams will the league have bowl eligible, do you think, this year, Mike?
I think we'll have five or six, don't you, Chuck?
Yeah, because, you know, you've got two already in the West.
Well, you would think Marshall, East Carolina.
North Texas.
Middle Tennessee State will be bowl eligible.
It could be six. Yeah. As many as six.
Yeah.
Obviously, Marshall wants to play in the Liberty Bowl. Have you been contacted anywhere else in the event they're not?
We'll neither confirm nor deny anything about that.
I wanted to do that for Mr. Lynn. It's been a bit because he's speculating out the wazoo.
You know,
on
he
this.
Can speculate all he wants.
Well, we'll keep everybody in question on this thing, and we'll talk more
and
about it.
And if you
want
to find out, you listen to this show.
You got
don't
it.
Read his calls.
And don't read Mike Hamrick's Twitter because his Twitter account just walked in the restaurant.
There you go. And with your score for the week, your
55-14.
And if anything less than that, we're going to have a negative call.
Well, a negative. What would you expect?
I understand. Guys, we're running out of time. You guys go ahead and go skipping off and go trick-or-treating somewhere. We appreciate it. Doc just came in. He's coming up next. Bengals after the Doc Holliday Show. See you next week.